Dracarys bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi in quarantine again with my fiance Beau. You know what? I just want to tell everyone, we've been trying to figure out this like Zoom record other guests thing, and turns out our Wi-Fi sucks. We've had to like film things. Like just yesterday I did Lights Out with David Spade, and David Spade and Justin Martindale had to wait around for me as I walked through my house in different rooms trying to find where Wi-Fi works, and I ended up just having to shoot it like by a window with my phone.
It's ridiculous.
So like I can't do these things that other podcasters are doing right now.
Like, and the fact that Spectrum came out and fixed the problem, and then the next day
it was worse.
And I don't know. It's like they're like, there's nothing on our end, and I'm like, well, obviously there is. So now we have to wait another week and a half to have someone come down.
We can't even do Zoom parties right now. Like,
we have no.
Everyone who's asking us, like our friends, everything. It's like I can't. We're in this haunted mansion. Well, it's not a mansion. This haunted house up in the hills. It's raining like the fucking devil's beating his wife. And we're just stuck here
that's an interesting together. Way to say
it. It is like, for real, it's like haunted house goals because of the weather. But like,
it's making me sleepy. It's making me.
I took my first nap yesterday. I haven't taken a nap.
Well, it's probably because you drank a lot the night before.
That's true. I did get a little wasted.
Just a bit.
God, I can even hear you drinking. Like, is it just because we're in this room? Like the
echo.
The well, also, echo this of
is
a, not.
We have those those insulated glasses that are tin, so the ice is just beating all over it rather than like a normal glass.
But just yeah, so just. I just want everyone to bear with me and know that we're trying to figure out this Wi-Fi situation. If you or anyone else knows anyone who works at Spectrum,
they give zero fucks.
I don't get it. People work from home. This is a job. Like I need to have better upload.
I need the same thing.
I don't even know if this audio is going to upload to my producers for them to put this podcast out. Like, I'm scared I'm going to have to just like sit by my computer for 4 hours refreshing it. Like,
outside some place with Wi-Fi and just sit in the car.
That is some ratchet shit.
Well, AT&T, I set up an appointment with them. So they might be coming. They're going to come on Saturday to let me know if they're going to do something better. So okay. I don't know.
Listen, I will pay mad amounts of money for like spaceship quality Wi-Fi. Like that's what I want. I want to be able to say, Houston, we have a problem, and have people up at the Mars space station or whatever hear me.
Yeah. Like I don't understand that. It's ridiculous. I have other friends that have houses like this and they have no problem, and they're in the hills too. And they have the same exact thing that I'm with. They have the same routers and all the others. I don't know, man. It's just like,
it made me feel a little better when we watched Lisa on Watch Happens Live and I saw that her video was a little pixelated. I'm like, okay, so the queen herself doesn't have the best Wi-Fi right now, making me feel a tadsies better.
Yeah, that was good to know, but still it's frustrating. It's frustrating. Yeah. And then I've heard like two things that people say, well, now there's so many more people online. I was like, okay.
I don't know. I also heard that it's the rain.
And then really, I know,
like the rain.
Really, Spectrum, you have a cell phone service and all these other things, and the rain.
It's not the rain. That is just such a lie.
Unless it's like outside and hitting my line, or a squirrel ate the wire within one day after coming fixing it. It's ridiculous.
No way. Well, just like this whole thing has just like really, and you know, every week we share updates on like how we're feeling and how we're coping and what we're doing every day. And I also like listening to that from other people. Like I love seeing people's like real Instagram stories where they're like, shit's not okay. Like I'm struggling, because it makes me feel so much better about the fact that like, this is no bueno. Like I'm not thriving. every time I go on Instagram and I see people thriving and they're like so productive, I'm like, how? Like, I can't, it is so hard for me to be creative. It is so hard for me to like wake up and be motivated. I'm just, it's, the struggle is real.
Well, I'm,
you on the other hand, no, you haven't complained once.
No. Because I know that in this time of all of us staying home and staying away from everyone is like, you do the, what's the word, like the due diligence of this process, because in the end, this is literally going to help the world. It's going to,
yeah.
So I'm just looking at the end. I'm looking at the finish line and knowing this is like a, you know, a cross country marathon, and it's going to suck and we have a long way to go, but we're going to get to the finish line and there's going to be an amazing shiny cocktail for the world.
Yeah, better be in a bedazzled glass.
There you go.
You know, I just, you, it's like waking every day, you wake up. So let's see, you have somewhat of a routine. I mean, I have a routine. My routine is just lame. Okay. You have somewhat of a routine. Like, you wake up, normally, I think you wake up before me, and you like go upstairs, you like clean up the kitchen, and then you like go on your computer, you like, you do some prayers, and you like start working on the house. Yes. And you work on the house like all day long.
And yesterday I did an exercise class, Lit Method.
I was doing, very proud of you.
And I can't believe I did it. My and then walking up and down the stairs today, turning like the power on, turning the power off, while I'm changing like all these sconces, my legs are on fire. But if I find another, like if they do that again, or if I find another, even going to like YouTube and doing like 6 minute abs or something, like just watching a YouTube video, if I do that for 30 minutes, an hour a day, it's like, that's going to help me out physically.
But I, like, I'm depressed.
I know, but it gets, but.
But like, I'm not motivated.
Get your mind
off it. I thought about today of calling my doctor and being like, is this a situation where like, you need to put me on medicine? Like, I'm not well. Like, I don't feel okay. Like, I'm trying to like be upbeat and like do my podcast and, or like when I talk to friends, like be fine. But like, I don't feel fine. Like, I could literally cry right now.
Oh, babe.
But I'm like, it's, I don't, I'm not even motivated to like look up something for, to like do apps for 5 minutes. Like, I'm not motivated for anything. Like, I literally sit here and I'm like, I look at the dogs and I'm like, oh my God, besides you, I'm like, these dogs are like the only thing keeping me alive and okay right now. Like, if I did not have our animals, I would be like insane.
No, I'm really thankful for them.
Cool. Good talk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what to say, because every time when you've said this stuff about me, I've given you options and you're like, I don't want options.
I want to be able so to just, but I want to be able to like, yeah, just like talk through things without you being like, well, why don't you just go,
okay,
do this?
Which is why I don't say anything anymore. I told you last time as a joke, I'm like, what do you want me to say? And you're like, sucks for you. So I'm not going to say that right now, because you're getting emotional.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to say to you when I tried to be comforting and tried to, you know, get you out of that headspace, you don't want to hear it. So trying to, if you're bored and have nothing to do and that's making you depressed, and I can't comfort you or give you ideas to like turn that around, and you don't want to hear it, so why would I say anything?
I think it's else? Just, it's so, it's like, I feel like really down, because like I should, like, granted, I've done some work on the book. Do you know what I mean? On my second book, like I'm thinking about it all the time, and like I'll jot things down all the time, and but I feel like I don't feel creative. So like, when I feel like I'm trying and I'm just like, oh my God, I can't deliver anything, because I'm not being stimulated by anything, and I don't even know where to even go with my thoughts. Like, I just feel like in a hole. You know, it's just, and it makes me feel like guilty, because it's like, right now, none of us should be feeling guilty. Like, this isn't like a productivity challenge, you know, like this is where we're quarantined, where we're going through something horrible, and we're just trying to do, like you said, do our due diligence and our part to contribute to the world and help by just fucking staying home. But it's making me feel just like guilty, like I can't get anything done.
Well,
I know
there's nothing. Nothing to say, but why don't you like look at other, well, here's me saying something else of like options. Why don't you get on Instagram and see what other people are doing?
Making me more depressed. People getting up and putting on cute outfits just to take a picture of it in the mirror.
You put on makeup all the time every day.
Because I have to. Because like I have to shower and do my makeup every day. Otherwise, I will literally...
They're making the best of it. You just have to... It's just like the same thing with exercise. You know, you're not going to see change unless you get up your butt and work at it. And it's going to be hard. And it's not going to be fun, but then after a while, you're going to get into a routine and then it'll be easy. But you have to make your first steps. You're afraid to even take the first step.
I know.
The first step's always hardest. I mean, think about it, even like quitting anything. You know, if you want to quit something, you're too scared to quit. I mean, I remember cigarettes.
I wrote a chapter on quitting. I did do that. I accomplished that last week.
So now think about baby steps, man.
It's a funny chapter.
Take your first one. Oh,
it's
all right.
It's fun, meaning you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that it has to do with quitting because quitting is overrated and underrated. Anyway,
a little
teaser, but that no, I argue this in my next book. Sometimes it's good to be a quitter. Okay, I'll leave it there. But because I felt not creative and I'm just struggle fucking city over here. I wrote in my podcast Facebook group, I was like, what do you want to hear? What do people want to listen to right now? Like, what are people thinking and feeling? And I got a lot of questions about the house, a lot of questions about Vanderpump Rules, a lot of people asking that we just get fucked up and talk shit about our Vanderpump Rules friends, which I'm not going to do. No, thank you.
Why don't you light the fire for the reunion?
I know. I mean, honestly, like, should I? Should I just, I mean, I don't have to see anyone's faces. Should I just blow their shit up? I don't feel like I'm there yet. I'm not mentally and emotionally stable enough to like start wars with people right now. So I just don't think I can handle it.
Yeah.
But I will go through some questions, but a lot of questions actually about the house, which at first I'm like, why, if it's, you know, podcasts are, it's audio. So like, if you can't see what I'm talking about, how is that interesting? But I do think that there are parts of this that we can talk about.
You can always do something on your story. Like,
yeah. Well, once I feel like we had, what sucks so much is that I think all of us are like so desperate throughout the year for like a break or a vacation or like to chill out. And so in theory, like the idea of being quarantined is like fun because it's like, oh, we get a break. But with that also comes the fact that like you can't get anything done that you want to. Like I can't get a decorator in here to help me be like, hey, can I even put this sink right here? Does this even make sense? Can I do this? I can't get people in and out of our house because we're quarantined. So we have all this work to do.
I still have half a toilet. I bought a freaking toilet from Toto and they only sent me the freaking part you sit on. And I'm like, where's the other part, man? I've had this toilet for 3.5 weeks and the other part's not even here. And then no one can even tell me where the other part is.
Yeah. So we have all of this downtime to not accomplish anything really on the house. I mean, you do a lot as much as you can, but I feel like I'm like, I ordered a rug 2 days ago. So hopefully that comes in 3 months. My dining room table should come in a month and a half. And I ordered that 2 months ago. It's like, it's slow. I think one thing people should know when they're buying a house and decorating it. And especially if
there's going to be a pandemic before you buy it.
No, I think, that even if there wasn't a pandemic, like I'm just speaking in terms of like, this is like house questions that I'm kind of all morphing into one topic. Like it takes a long time if you aren't just like moving from one house into another to fully like decorate it and design it. Like not only is it the fact that, you know, we're moving like from our apartment, so we need to fill up a whole house, but also we're mending both of our styles. We're like combining and mixing.
And I tossed away a lot of crap. And so did you.
Yeah. And like, you can't just expect to move into a house and have it already, like have it just be done right away.
You can't pay a stupid amount of money. And that's the most dumb. Like my apartment was really great, but that took me like you know, I've been in that place. I was in that place for 15 years. So I collected things. Things came in, things came out.
Yeah.
You know, and it finally like was me with all the perfect pieces. And then now it's totally different. Not just because, you know, we can't go to like a local shop and like buy like a cool vanity or something. You know, it's like we just have Wayfair and Amazon, which is great. But then the thing is, if all of a sudden you get something and it's not what it looks like, you can't return it.
Yeah.
Until
I know. It's so annoying.
We have like all these, I have this huge couch in the garage because it was stated wrong and I measured it wrong. Well, I didn't measure it wrong, but I thought it was like a ones that you could like build in your room.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. So I couldn't bring it down to that, to the library room. So now I have a huge couch. I have all these, I have a toilet. We have all these huge boxes in the garage because we can't return anything.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what we've done. Okay. Because I think we've done, and I'm going to get to your gentleman's library. Okay. I'll end on that. I think we're doing a really good job of meshing our styles. Like yesterday.
Yes.
On and off. I was like.
Besides the TV, but that's another.
What do you not agree? Okay.
I did. I got a new TV.
So we have a new TV.
It's a 70 inch. She wouldn't let me do 75, but it does look perfect. Good. It looks perfect, but man, I just wanted my quarantine 85 TV. And yes, the 85, it did look ugly. It was ugly. It did not fit well, but it was perfect to have a home movie theater screen in our living room while this was happening. But
it
you know,
gave me
it
anxiety.
Does, I get it.
And this is, I kept getting so many like tweets from people being like, you are truly a monster. Bo, you don't deserve Bo. You are so nasty. This I'm appalled at that you wouldn't let him have the TV. And I'm like, okay. He agreed with me.
I did. You know,
the second the TV went up there, I looked at him and I saw his face and it was like the blood ran from his face because he knew that it just was not okay. It was way too big. And I didn't even truly have to argue it. Like, he
I know,
knew.
But again, I just wanted to keep it until this thing was over. But anyways, since people message you hate mail, which I was really happy about, thank you. I got so many messages from dudes being like, yo, bro, what happened to your balls, man? I guess she wears the pants in the family. And I was like, yes, she does.
But I'm telling you, even if this was just your house alone and you had bought that TV, you wouldn't
in
have
this situation,
there.
I would have. But then I would have sold it once I was able to get a TV that's appropriate. But I would have enjoyed that big ass TV while I was quarantined and forced to stay at home.
No, yeah, it made me sweat. I'm like sweating thinking about it because it was just like, it was an eyesore and it stressed me out. I feel like I needed to go sit all the way in the back of the room.
Then I saw it in Jackson Brittany's bedroom and it looked freaking awesome. I was like,
Brittany's like, it's way too big. Why the fuck did you send this over here?
Brittany said that?
Yeah.
Well, Jax bought it. Whatever.
I'm just saying. But I was trying to think of like, because I feel like one thing that I do all day long is slowly go in and out of like looking on Pinterest and, you know, home Instagram accounts and things like that to get inspiration for the house. And I'm like, what is our style? What would it technically be called? Like if I'm trying to explain
Spanish
to someone.
Rustic glam.
I don't like the word glam in it.
Yeah, but. This is those are glammy.
But
it's like a industrial rustic glam.
No. Okay.
Yes.
I have a completely different. I feel like
why don't you just own your basic bitch word for glam? It's okay to be a basic bitch and like the word glam.
I listen.
Why don't you like you heed your own words and just enjoy glam?
It's
okay
not,
to say glam. It is. I'm sure that chandelier is glam.
No, it is.
What is it?
It looks like refined and vintage-like. It's like a touch of sparkle, you know,
okay.
In a refined way.
Is that what you call
way.
Your pumpkin latte? It's not a pumpkin latte.
I just,
it's like
when
a
I think
Halloween.
Of glam, I think of like just Lisa Vanderpump, like pink furry diamonds, everything. And that's not...
Oh, okay.
What this is.
I didn't think about that.
You know what I mean? So that's why I don't want to like say glam. I think, okay, vintage. I think refined. I think lived in. You know, I think like kind of like European. It's not our style isn't just because we have a Spanish colonial home. When I look at all the things that we're buying, it's not necessarily just Spanish style. It's like European. And the things that we're collecting, like the things that it's like different woods.
Spanish
and
Mediterranean
different...
is also called European.
Well, I mean, I'm a, like, I think I'm just so desperate to have a little bit of Parisian shit in here that I'm just wanting to call it European.
I mean, you can. It's just you when you try to get Parisian and Victorian, we don't have a Victorian house. So it's like having like some very like gaudy, you know, pick mirror frame or something. It just it doesn't seem to fit in this.
Our gaudy
space.
Mirrors look great. In here right now. That was yours.
That's not gaudy. I'm talking about like the one that's very elaborate and like curvy and decorative, like the one that's in the attic or whatever that downstairs area.
You mean
is
the
called.
One that was my grandmother's?
No. Was that your grandmother's? Where was that one?
That big gold one?
Yeah.
That's my grandmother's.
Okay. I'm not saying it's that's what I'm talking about.
But that's gonna go somewhere. But if you gotta find another cup. I literally, it's...
Is it so loud?
It's like a rattlesnake every time.
All right, well, here, I'll get a straw. I'm going to take your straw.
Okay. It's like now I've lost my train of thought.
All right.
Okay, so those are... I need someone to help me figure out exactly how to define what my style... What our style
what
is.
What we call Scott from Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Scott Disick.
Scott Disick.
But something you've been working on every single day, and this has kept you a happy person... Your gentleman's library. So we have a section of the house that was technically called, we didn't name it this. This is what they called it, the maid's quarters.
That's what they were called back then.
So it's like this steep, off the kitchen, this steep stairway.
Massively steep.
Like so steep, like 100%. I'm going to have three friends die.
I have a size like 12 and a half foot and the stairs are like a 9. Like the width.
It's insane. It scares me to go down there just because I'm like, this is out of control steep. And so down there, it's like a whole extra separate like living space with a bathroom, closet.
It's like a small living room, bedroom, closet, bathroom, shower.
So that
private
is
deck.
His man cave,
nope.
Which he's not calling a man cave.
It's a gentleman's library.
I do like that. I do like that it's called the gentleman's library.
Sounds more refined.
It does.
But I haven't just been down there. I mean, I totally unpacked all your crap in the guest bedroom, cleaned everything out, hung the curtains, hung mirrors, cleaned that other bathroom, got screens for all the vents and switching out all the light switches for Alexa light switches so we can just say, because we're lazy and just say, hey, turn off the light switches. That is actually the best thing. Switches that connect to your Alexa. So if you're just laying down, you can just be like, hey, like turn off the lights. It's the best thing in the world. You don't have to sit there and turn everything off. I'm just lazy.
You do love Alexa. And you know what? I don't understand people who are like, I don't have an Alexa because they listen to my conversation and they're like recording data and they like know your identity. I'm like, good. Maybe the world would be a safer place if everyone had an Alexa. Then we could like find out murderers and all that stuff. I would love to have all of my information recorded because the CIA or FBI or the government, if they're listening into my Alexa, they would listen for 37 seconds and be like, this bitch is so fucking basic. Don't bother with her again. I would come up like 4 days later on like some list and someone's like, okay, I'm doing Nastasia Bianca Schroeder's Alexa today. And like all of their coworkers would be like, fuck that. No, she's so basic and boring. Don't even scratch her off that list. You don't even need to listen ever again. She's literally lame.
I don't care either. I'm a nobody. So it's like, if you want to listen to me, go ahead. I don't care.
Yeah, why do people care?
I just feel like
I feel like it keeps the world a safer place.
Well, some people just want to have privacy. You know what I mean? Some people have a lot more, I guess, angst towards the government about that issue. I mean, it was a big issue, you know, years ago. But I mean, it is shady, you know. But I mean,
who
I don't
cares?
Care. It doesn't bother me.
That I, you know what? If I were president, everyone would have to have an Alexa and there would be no more murder because some Alexa somewhere would pick up on it, hear it, you'd get the murderer right away. And so people would be too scared to murder anymore and then the
you
world
know, that,
would be happier.
That reminds me of Minority Report. And you know what happened in that? Someone is going to take over and get a little bit ahead and start, you know, like doing weird shit.
Stasi dictator vibes.
Yeah, exactly. you're gonna get the God complex, and all of a sudden it was like, I just did it to make everyone safe.
I am doing it to.
You're like,
I'm doing it for safety, and I'm doing it to start my cult and my pyramid scheme.
Then you'll be like Martha Stewart finding all like inside trading stuff from the Alexa, and then all of a sudden, how does Stassi Schroeder get so rich?
How is Stassi Schroeder living in Versailles? How does she own Versailles now? That what? When did that happen?
Blackmailing the French president.
Goals. Listen, if I didn't move in with you, this whole house would look like Marie Antoinette threw up all over it.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It would be so fun. Like, good. Think of all those rooms, like those like French royal rooms.
Yeah,
oh my God.
And you know how hard, I mean, we're going to get wallpaper and then get gold paint and like literally decorative paint.
Oh my God. It would be so tacky and great.
Those big ass beds with the poles on it.
Yes.
No way.
I would love it. I do need some more Parisian vibes in here. I will say that.
Why don't we get like a little small French flag or something?
That's
just
cute.
Put it in a cup.
No. So that's kind of where we're at in the house decorating. Part of what's going on, nothing's happening because deliveries aren't coming and we can't get people in here to fix
things. The deliveries are coming. Deliveries are
slowly
great. Well, that's why when you order from Amazon or Wayfair or wherever the hell, you look at when the delivery date is arriving. So there's other options, so you can go, when does this arrive? Oh, it arrives in June. Maybe I'll just save that and see what else I can find for right now.
Right, but a lot of the furniture I'm looking at isn't from Amazon, Bo.
I know that, but I'm just trying to say that other things, like the sconces that you got, you know, those came in pretty quickly. And then the other ones are coming in June, so maybe you would have thought differently about buying those.
No, I'd rather it take a long time and get it right. Just like, you know, a lot of people were asking about my favorite websites to go to. I like One Kings Lane. That's my favorite one. Love it. It's expensive, but like you find like some really cool gems. Paragold.
Yeah, that's the fancy version. That's the
Wayfair for certain
things. Wayfair
umbrella.
Well, it's the Wayfair umbrella, what I've realized after trying to return that couch. And then they have All Modern, and then they have Paragold, which is like their really high-end stuff. But
yeah,
it's cool that you can shop on all three of those sites, and then you can hit favorite. But then when you go to like your Wayfair account, it has all of the sites saved. So you don't have to go to each website.
Oh, that's
what
cool.
I've been doing, because I bought a lot of for the Gentleman's Library from that umbrella company.
Okay. But and also, it's like the guest bedroom. I every day when I'm like, okay, let's look at beds, I'm like, I don't want to commit to buying like to decorating a guest bedroom only to have myself get pregnant. And then it's like right when we finish it, I got to rip that all out and make a nursery.
You sit there and you have the guest bedroom, and then you buy a crib. A crib is a small little box with bars that you put a baby down on.
When I get pregnant, that kid's room is going to be fucking badass. It is going to be a nursery, not a not a guest bedroom with a crib in it.
All right. Well, just let you know, my Gentleman's Library is not being redesigned when that happens.
We'll talk.
No, we will not talk. I'm saying it right now.
Actually, that's fine. I don't want anyone walking down to the Gentleman's Library because it's so dangerous.
True. We should get like an escalator or maybe like a rope slide.
A rope slide?
Yeah. Like it's like a slide that you can hold with like a rope, and then when you get closer, like it'll like you can press like the brakes and it'll slowly stop.
Okay.
But then you just have to walk. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. But
ideas. They're not good.
And this is the thing. We're supposed to be getting married in October. Don't.
Just laugh it off. Just laugh it off.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to, you know, there was an article that just came out for Brides magazine, I think. And it was like, I think that like international or destination weddings are being canceled for the remainder of 2020. And I was like, coolsies. But I haven't gotten to the point where like I'm like sad yet. I think I'm just more like confused and like, what do I do?
If it's a destination,
I think it was international weddings.
But who says that?
I don't know. It was just an article saying, I can't remember exactly what it said because it was like, but whatever. It was just that most of them are being canceled for the remainder of the year.
Gotcha.
So we're just going to have to, I talked to our wedding planner. We're just going to have to regroup at the end of the month all get on a conference call if our Wi-Fi allows it and decide what to do. Because
I feel like we should give it to at least the end of May.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like April, end of April, this whole month is still too soon. With everything, nothing's really changed. So
it's just Beau. Like, if we can't get married in Italy in October, I'd rather just get knocked up. Like, so, like, I can't wait around a whole other year and a half. Like, my body is slowly losing its eggs.
I understand that. But if it, nothing has changed, if this whole situation is still the same in October, I don't think having a kid right now in this, with all this virus thing going on, is the best thing to do. I won't be able to accompany you at hospitals. The only time I think I can accompany you is when the actual birth happens. I can't do Lamaze classes with you. I can't do breathing exercise with you. We're going to do that stuff on reading books or watching YouTube. I can't go with you anywhere. And then also there's actually...
I mean, I was never going to go to a Lamaze class anyway. I mean, do people still do that? Do I do that? Is that what people breathing? Are supposed to do? I don't know anyone with babies.
Yeah, I feel like you do go to breathing classes. God,
I literally don't know anything about having babies. Not yet.
No. And get you like a little, like an animated thing about how
you
to
know
do
what?
It.
I know how you can be with me. I will just have an at-home birth. I've watched enough of the Tudors.
You're
to
out
where...
of your mind. That stuff is, I mean, power to the women who can do that, because that's some badass.
I always said I would never do that. Like, fuck that. Give me medicine and drugs and whatever you need to do. But do you know how badly I want to just like be able to like pull that card in any argument? For the rest
of my
life.
You
would
be able to take the pain.
I want to be able to pull that, like, to be like, oh, really? Like, you're going to throw that in my face now? Like, every argument that we get in, I want to be like, I had an all-natural home birth for your child.
You are not that tough.
I know I'm not.
All right, let's move on.
It's funny that I thought that I could do that. Yeah, no way in hell. Another thing, though, that people, lots of questions about... The recent episode of Vanderpump Rules, people saying, hey, Stas, do you feel stupid now that you've watched the latest episode of Vanderpump Rules, being so desperate for a wedding proposal and being psycho when he was planning it all along? And the answer is yes, I do feel stupid, moronic, embarrassed, but also justified, because I want to explain to people how you were a demon. Okay, this is the thing. You can chime in whenever you want.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be a surprise. It's like when
I get it.
When
I get it.
I got the ring like in March or February.
No, you did not.
Yes,
the
I
ring.
Did.
I just saw footage of you showing Katie and Tom those three rings and saying, which one do I?
No, I'm saying from my February, March. That's when I was talking. I told you I was talking with my dad in January about how I'm going to propose. And I went and looked out for rings. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't finding any rings that I really thought that you and I was more nervous of picking out something wrong. Because I don't really know I don't know anything about jewelry. I mean, I put rubber bands on my freaking fingers, right? So how the hell am I going to figure out what type of ring you want? So I've about a month and a half, I kept searching around for rings, sent it to my dad, and he was like, I don't know. But it was just like, it was frustrating. And I didn't really want to go and like talk with anyone about it. So I kind of did it by myself. And then after like a month and a half searching, that's when him and my aunt messaged me and said, you know, we want you to, you know, pass on some of, you know, the legacy from our family to you.
Yeah.
So that was in February or March, but I still didn't know which ring I was going to get and all that other stuff. And then going through all these just, you know, things with us and, you know, when's the right time to do it, you know, and Jax's wedding. And then it just kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed. So when I did, when it did air, that was, I don't even remember what month that was, but it was like, I had all three. I just didn't know which ones.
Okay. But
show.
I think what I need people to understand here, okay, is why I went a little cray. And I'm going to tell a story about our date night. I'm going to tell that story about what actually happened, because it was way worse off camera. Like,
Yeah.
Way worse and way more embarrassing. So I'm going to tell that story since it aired, which means I'm allowed to tell that story now. So I won't get in trouble. And if I do, fuck it. We're in quarantine and who knows what's coming out of everyone's mouths. So who gives a shit at this point? But no, you had been telling me for a year straight. It's like we had been, you were like, I can't wait to marry you. And like, yes. It'll like all. So we've had all of these discussions.
Correct.
And then all of the sudden, and we'd always, and we'd said, I'm like, well, we can't steal like the thunder.
But
from
I never
Jack's.
Told you just that wait. I was going to do it.
No, you
when
didn't
I was
tell me
do
when.
It, I didn't tell you I was going to do it this that summer.
Well, I also knew that you wouldn't do it before, like, and I said, I was like, I can't get engaged, like, before Jax and Brittany get married. They'll, like, kill us. Like, I can't.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that anyways.
Like, we can't do that. I also can't put, we can't put our lives on hold for somebody else. Like, you know, but I didn't want to, I would never want to steal their thunder. But because you had been all about getting married and talking to me about it and being so open with me about how you felt, then all of the sudden, it, during the summer, like right around Brittany's and Jax's wedding, you started backing off and you were like, can we not talk about this? Like when I'm ready. And you started, you changed your tune. Now I know it was to make it a surprise, but you have to look at it from my point of view. I thought my boyfriend changed his mind. So I was like, oh my God. So like every situation I was like triggered or was like all I could bring up. And I was like just so frustrated because I thought, oh my God, he changed his mind. Like he's just not ready yet. Like this isn't going to happen for me anytime
keeping
soon.
Keeping you off the trail.
I didn't know. Like I just like had mini meltdowns. But so I am a little justified because he tortured my ass. Okay.
I did.
I will say that. I wasn't like this like needy bitch that was just like pressuring him. I'm like, you've been telling me this for like a year straight. And now all of a sudden you change your tune and you're making me feel insecure and scared. Like,
well,
because
I didn't want
fuck?
You to get your hopes up that it was going to happen. Like all of a sudden, like you, Jackson, Brittany's wedding. And it's like, oh my God, what is she's probably going to think that I'm going to do that to her? Because it's like now she's got the wedding, whatever, like the wedding bug or something. And then I was going to do it a little while after Jackson Brittany's wedding, but then Tom and Katie decided to get married, remarried, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, you guys aren't married?
That's funny.
I was like, I didn't know that. Son of a bitch. So then I just had to sit there and like, okay. So then that's why it was like, I was bringing them in. I'm like, okay, so now I'm just, here's the ring. I need your guys' help because literally they're the only people that I would be able to trust.
Yeah.
With that.
Totally.
And then I was just like, okay, well, I don't know what I'm going to do it.
Since you guys are getting married again.
Since you guys are going to get married. So now just push it on again. I'm not going to do it after theirs in Vegas.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I have to torture you some more and make sure that.
Can we talk about that night? So the scene that aired when Bo and I had a date night, I had like a really cute off the shoulder black jumpsuit on, if that helps anyone figure out which scene we're talking about. And we kind of get into, it looks like a mild argument. That was so much worse. So let me tell you about this day. Yeah.
You lost it.
The cameras didn't fully catch this because we'd already wrapped and I was like, I spiraled once we like got home or whatever. So I was told we were like, okay, so we're like filming a date night and we got dressed up and Bo was just being like extra, extra sweet that day. And he wasn't like before we went on our date night, like he didn't like have a pregame drink or anything. Like you like stayed sober and you were like, do you want me to make you a drink? You look beautiful. What are you wearing? I want to match you. You wanted to match me. Like you are like, what? You never want to match me.
Well, I was just trying to make I was trying to do a nice date. I feel like the reason why I wasn't drinking was because I feel like we did something the night before and I was hungover and I didn't want to pregame because I was just going to get cocktails there. And okay. I wanted to, we haven't had a really nice date night that whole summer, especially like on camera with both of us. So I wanted to do something nice. I wanted to go to like a nice, you know, little bougie restaurant bar club place
that I
never go to. So I was like, you know what, let's do something nice.
Well, it felt extra special.
And that's your own crazy mentality.
And I was like, oh my God, he wants to match me. He's like trying to make me a cocktail. We get in the Uber and you were like, you grab my hand. You were just like, I love you so much. And you were just like being extra vocal.
Normal.
Yes, but I think I would. I mean, you always tell me.
This was all in your head.
Maybe it was.
This was all in your fucking head.
I was just Tuxie. Like, oh my God, I'm going to get proposed to tonight. Like, he wanted to match my OOTD. Like, this is going to happen. Maybe he's been tortured. Maybe he has just been, maybe he actually is going to propose. Like, holy shit. It was just like, it. I don't know. Fuck my life. Katie had said something that day like, oh, you're going on a date night tonight? I wonder if you're going to get engaged, because she was just being a bitch trying to throw me off.
Right. And then when I found that out, I was like, fucking Katie.
Yeah.
Trying to like so sneak I'm like, in there with some, I would have lost my shit if
I was like,
you
what?
Figured it out.
Then we get to the restaurant, and before every scene, we have to get mic'd up. Okay. That's just part of reality TV. You pull up, you get your mic on, and then you go in. And Beau normally has his mic, I guess. Where do you normally keep it?
In my pocket.
Okay, well, he was wearing...
And let him know about this. The size of
the mic is a ring box.
It looks like it's about the same size.
It looks like a ring box.
And I got some extra, like, I remember I just went to the Grove.
You had, like, tight pants or something.
Yeah, I think I went to I don't know, J. Crew or something, and got like really tight, not really tight, but like very nice dress pants that they were, and I was, they were a little too tight. Okay. So,
okay. Well, so I'm like thinking in my brain.
Because I was drinking too much and
I'm looking into everything, and holy shit, this might happen for me. And then after like we get mic'd up and like we're about to like walk in, I like just like look down and I'm like, he has a ring in his pocket. He has a ring box in his pocket. Like, oh my God, I was right. And so that whole dinner, I sat there thinking that I was going to get proposed to, and it never, ever happened. And like, we just like, so I was a testy ass bitch. I'm like, I'm not hungry. This isn't going to happen. Oh my God, I'm being tortured. Even throughout dinner, like they obviously couldn't show the whole dinner, but you were like, grabbing my hand again, wanting to talk about our relationship and saying how much you love me. And I'm like, is he doing it now? Is like a fucking, like, what's going, like,
I'm not
going
to propose to you at the freaking Doheny room.
I mean, now that I think about it, I know. And like the
give
table,
me some kind of credit.
The table was right, like right in
the entryway.
In the entryway. I don't know, Beau.
You should freaking know. Crazy Stassi Schroeder in her brain just go, her and like all five of her personalities are having like this freaking gossip corner.
I looked,
and you just went and got Looney Tunes.
I know. I looked into like every little thing that was going on and just like made myself think that it was going to happen. But the mic pack looking like a ring box in your pocket was like, what would have been the smoking gun if like that was true? Because I was like, oh my God, he has a ring box in his pocket. Holy fuck. And then once I realized that didn't happen and we were done with dinner, I was like,
why weren't you like,
left.
What's in your pocket? I would have been like, it's the mic.
Because
I would have been like, here, let me get down on my knee. Well, since you said it like
I
that,
I don't know
let me
why.
Propose.
I didn't know why.
Because you're crazy.
I didn't.
You were, it's like, were you just, I wonder if you're just getting like your period and what made you like extra.
But I went home sobbing. We went home and I was sobbing.
It was awful for me.
I was so sad, and I'm like, this is never gonna happen, and he's changed his mind, he doesn't want to marry me. Oh my God.
But hold on, I think I told you that it when we got back home that it was a mic box. When did
I think when we got in the Uber, I was like, and you look like you have a ring in your pocket, and you're like, that was the mic.
And then there was
and
an
I was like, of
silence.
Course it is.
Yeah, but add more anger towards that sadness as well.
Yeah, it was.
Just be honest. Don't act like you're, oh my God.
Well, my recollection my recollection is sadness. Like, I don't think, Mike, obviously we all remember things differently, but my
I did pregame, so I remember it very well.
Yeah, no, I just remember being sad and then us going back to my apartment and just like me crying on the couch and you were just trying to be sweet. And I was like, I don't know why you're trying to be sweet if you don't want to marry me.
Yeah, that was a tough night. That was definitely a tough night.
So that is a little behind the scenes tidbit that I feel like I'm allowed to share, because a lot of people want to hear behind the scenes stuff from Vanderpump Rules. I'm not normally like, I don't have that great of a memory. I think it's because I take Xanax to go to sleep every night. So it's like, I don't really remember that much stuff, but that scene was triggered. I remembered it all.
I will never.
I even asked, which doesn't happen. I asked our producers, I was like, could I have this episode early because I'm really scared and I want to just like, I want to prepare myself. And they're like, no, you have to get it just like everybody else. And I'm like, fuck this. I've been doing this show for 8 years. I don't ask for anything. Can you just give me an episode early? And they're like, no, we really don't care.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, because it was worse when we got home. It was worse like when I got in the car. It was worse afterwards. Like, I guess I held myself together more than I thought when we were at the restaurant.
No, you didn't.
Then how was it not on camera?
Because you walked away.
Normally cameras follow you though. They don't just put it down.
You literally walked away and it was such an awkward moment where I was like, I ended up looking at the producers being like, I don't know what just happened. I have no idea what's going on. And I mean, you were going to the bathroom. They're not going to follow you to go to the bathroom. Like you beeline. You just got up and left and went right to the bathroom.
Right.
I think you were going to go cry or something.
I probably did. Or I don't know. I don't remember exactly. I just remember freaking out afterwards.
Oh. So bringing that up again is like making me like feel how I felt. And it's just, that was such a awful. But it goes back to my little, whatever they call it, talking head, where I'm like, mental health or surprise? Mental health or surprise?
You really fucked with my mental health. And you know
what? I'd rather have the surprise. Sorry.
Like, oh my God. That was like a good few, like good 3 weeks of like feeling like, oh my God, what is life? Did everything that we taught, like everything that we've shared and talked about, did that mean nothing? Was that lies?
I also know too that like times that when we were talking, even on camera, like I had friends that like, even like, I think it was Katie. She was like, you should hold back a little bit. She's like, you're crossing the line of trying to like distract her from the proposal where you're just getting like, you're literally like torturing her.
Yeah. You went a little far.
Well, because also I was toasty most of those times where. And then I definitely crossed the line of being kind of like, this is definitely never going to happen. Like I was even lying. I was like, I feel like I said this before, but I was like, work got really slow. I don't know if we're going to be able to,
yeah,
you know, you even did. Have, I don't know if I can even buy you a ring. Like I think I might be losing my job. I was like, I was throwing out all kind of left curveballs.
You gave me serious reasons to consider. And I was like, oh, okay. He like means business. Like he's bringing up his job. He's like, I don't know that like I could afford like the ring you want and the wedding that you want. Or like, I don't, I'm like,
I think
okay.
I even dropped it. I was like, I don't even know if I could pay rent.
Yeah. There was like a lot that you like a bunch of shit that I was like, how am I not going to believe this? Like, I'm like, holy fuck.
I'm sorry.
And then you just had three rings in your back pocket.
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
You know, it's a blessing that I'm so thankful that I'm able to, that I didn't have to spend my money and I was able to use it for us and for, you know, paying for
our house,
like the construction and all this other stuff. I'm so thankful to my family for
regardless of that, the one thing I told you, if you would have been paying attention when I talked to you about my jewelry style and what I wanted, I told you a million times, I am not sure what cut I would want. I'm not sure what stone I would want, but I do know that I love a vintage feel,
yeah,
or I love something
with
history.
Usually when you talk about jewelry, I kind of like tune out. It's like when you start talking about like,
but if you would have listened to me every time we were discussing rings, I kept telling you that. So a ring that is passed down from your family, since I am now will be a part of your family, that's very special to me. It's like, it's an honor. Like, it's an honor that I get to wear this ring.
The Whitworth line is passed down.
You have so many last names. No one's even going to know what you're talking about right now. so many dads, just like me. I have so many dads. I have so many step-parents.
I have so many dads, but I have one dad.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I do.
But it's an honor for me to wear this ring. And the fact that now that frees up money to like work on the house with, win-win fucking situation.
Yeah, it was great.
Right there.
I did get a lot of like not a lot. I got like seven, but seven is still a lot. Whereas someone was like, just dogging me because I didn't buy the ring. And I was like, who you cares? Wouldn't take a fucking ring if your family passed down a really nice ring from your grandmother and it went back. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
It's just, everyone isn't, no. I could not imagine a better ring for myself. And again, I feel honored. And like, it's just like people who say, don't have a big wedding. Wouldn't you want to buy a house instead? I side with that a lot. I'm like, I get that. Put your money into your home.
I'm still siding with that as well.
So it's like, okay, like save money where you can. Decide where you want to make it important. I don't need like, listen, I got a baller ass ring. I ended up getting what I wanted. So it worked out. Don't even worry about anybody who tweets that. Those people.
I know, but those
are
the times
losers.
When I do, well, like lately when I'm like, when I'll get a little toasty and then I'll just be like, okay, you're watching Housewives again. And I'm like, I'll just go down the rabbit hole. And then it's like, oh shit. And
yeah,
then it stays with you. I got to get away from that. That's why I stopped reading a lot of my DMs.
Don't think about that.
I don't.
Imagine it's like a piece of art, something that's just like, that has history and character. And it's like, whoa, there's a whole personality to this ring. You know what I mean?
There is. It's great.
So
it's like a really, yeah, it's pretty.
I put this ring on every day still in quarantine at home just to sit on this fucking couch and watch reruns of Roni. It's like one of putting on makeup and putting on my ring are like the dogs are like, that's what's keeping me from offing myself. Like, I feel like I should get my will and testament or whatever. Is it will and testament or will and testimony?
It's will and grace.
No. My will in order in case I decide to off myself.
No, please don't, because then I'm just going to be like, because Bo finally had enough. He finally fucking lost it. He had so much patience, but then.
No, I'm saying if I off myself, I need to get my
then
will
Bo
in order.
Made it. Bo put the gun in her hand and gave her some Xanax. And
That just got dark.
Well, you just got dark talking about suicide.
I just said off myself. I was trying to keep it light.
Off your, oh my God.
You know, off myself. You know,
please don't.
You know, another thing, we can move on from wedding stuff since our wedding's never going to happen. So fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Courthouse.
I have two dresses already that are really nice.
All right. So you'll have one dress that you walk into the courthouse, you go to the bathroom, you change into the second one, and then you walk into the main room.
Hmm.
Or then you change the, or you walk into the courthouse, get married, go to the bathroom, change, put on the new dress, and then I'll pick you up in like a little like 1950s Fiat, and we'll drive off back to our house because we're still technically quarantined.
What if I just like had my wedding dresses shipped to me and we just like got married via Skype or like Instagram Live?
All right, well, let's order like at least. So we're gonna have to
no, because then I don't have glam.
Down.
I took my extensions out. I can't get married without hair extensions. So that's a no. So I'm just shutting that down just for that reason right there.
Okay.
I'm going crazy in this quarantine.
I mean, I can always put like Bradley in my T-Rex blow up costume and he could do your hair. And technically, I mean, that's pretty secure.
This is getting depressing. I want to form like a group full of like, engaged brides so that we can all commiserate together. Because it's like, I feel bad of being annoyed and upset about it because there are people that are affected.
Why don't you start a Facebook group about that and just have
it's just so
the people of affected people,
but it's
of
so
the 2020 brides that shall not be.
Right. We do need a support group.
Why not? Seriously.
We do. We need, because I understand that there's so many other things that we should be focused on right now. And there are so many people that are touched by COVID-19 and people are passing away and people are losing their jobs and can't, you know, feed their children and stuff. So I'm like, who the fuck am I to be annoyed that my wedding might not happen? But
well,
like
this whole thing is just,
I still
about,
would like a support group.
This whole thing, people listen to you, is a way to get away from that. It's like going to the movies or watching television. You know, this is things like your podcast and other people's podcasts and TV shows. It's the way to just be able to like not think about what's going on right now. It's a little bit of a relief, you know? So don't think about you just talking about, everyone's thinking about this stuff. every bride, every person that has anything going on, we're all thinking about this. Just because you're saying it doesn't mean that you're not, that you're, that you don't, it's just, you don't know that people are dying and the world is in like,
it's just like, you know, right, how now you paid attention to like the 7 tweets of somebody who, of people who are like, what the fuck, you didn't even buy your ring, you just like took a hand-me-down or whatever, because like you're listening to just like that like 0.001% of people. I also pay attention to the 0.001% of people who, like, every time I tweet something, they're like, you're a disgusting pig, there are people dying and this is what you're tweeting. And I'm like, yes, this is what I'm tweeting. Fuck you.
Someone did that when I talked about the freaking internet, when I tweeted about the internet and like, and added, you know, because the thing about Twitter, you can add companies and they will usually have someone respond to you. So I wrote that and someone was like, there's people dying right now. And I was like, oh, really? And I was like, well, there's also people that need fucking internet to work, like me and you. And we need, so get off your fucking high horse, Helen.
Yeah. Deborah.
Deb, what is the fun
name? Like, I anyone. Like, you can just come up with any name, any name. I feel bad, but like
Deborah.
I'm sticking to just one name because like I don't want to like offend just like one person in particular. So I like, I just rotate different names. I feel like
I didn't lose my balls, bro.
Brenda, a bow.
Another bow. I don't know.
Yeah,
we're not hating on people's names, so I don't need any freaking two people to message me and be like, my name's Karen, and that was rude.
My like new thing now, I think, is going to be instead of being like, okay, Brenda, bye, or like, bye, Felicia, it's like, go watch Tiger King, Kathy. Like, someone messaged me or tweeted me, and I like retweeted it, and I was like, go watch Tiger King, Kathy. And I'm like, that felt so satisfying. You can go shave your back now. Like, that is literally...
Hey, what is the shave?
That's
the
for
back
Mean
part?
Girls. I say that all the time. And you're like, Stassi, that's mean. You shouldn't say that. I'm like, it's a quote from Mean Girls, Belle.
Oh, I didn't... Look, I've seen Mean Girls like twice. And I know it's a great like icon thing. But I've never got into it.
Yeah. New thing. I'm going to start it here right now. Let's make it viral. Go watch Tiger King, Brenda. That's my new thing.
Why don't you just put that on Twitter now, so then you'll be the first one.
I did. I mean, I didn't say like, let's make it viral. I just did it.
You should just say it.
Here's a
good response to trolls. Hashtag.
Yeah.
And then do that.
Okay. I'll do that right after this.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Another question people are asking, shows we're watching right now. So besides Real Housewives of New York, which I am just finished season 8, like a fucking monster. Do you know how many episodes that is? There's like 20 something episodes in a season. I have that shit on all the time. I have to take breaks and switch to another show. So like I watched The White Queen again. I watched The White Princess.
Rewatching. I can never say that. You're rewatching so many of the same crap.
Versailles.
Why don't you do something new? At least I got you onto Lost. We watched 2 seasons of that.
Yeah. Okay.
And you liked it. And then I got you also to watch
Westworld.
Westworld. You liked that. But
loved
then all of a sudden, the third episode, you're like, wait,
third season.
It's not a period piece anymore. It's not in the Wild West. It's in the future. I don't know if I can like this because this reminds me of both sci-fi stuff. And now, man.
Yeah, now it's like, I don't like
it. I know, but you only watched the first. You only watched the first one.
I loved Westworld because I'm like, oh my God, it's in different lands. And it's supposed to be back in the day.
But it's not. Like, it's back in the day, but in the future.
But I still loved that you got to see all of the different lands that are back in the day. And now I'm like, what? It's all in the future? No.
Well, would you just give it a chance, man? Please. And then what else did we get on? We watched that. Jax told us about that one, The Platform.
Ooh, everyone needs to watch The Platform. It's a scary movie.
It's a Spanish subtitles, but they have dubs on Netflix. But you can also turn off the dub because it's I hate dubs. I'd rather listen to and read. But it's also a lot of Spanish movies and like European movies. They have like this very... Sometimes it's dark and it's strange. And then maybe when you're done watching it, you're kind of like, what just happened?
But I'm going to explain what it is. So people are more enticed and want to watch it more. So it's basically like these people wake up in this giant building with like a bunch of floors. I'm not going to say how many floors.
It's a jail.
It's a jail.
Or you can go there. It's not like they were having a cup of, you know, tea, and then all of a sudden they got drugged and woke up in this random place and no one knows why they're there. Most people know, they all know why they're there.
So you wake up, you're in this jail or whatever, and you're on a floor with somebody else, and every day this table of food comes from the ceiling all the way down and stops on each floor. And so it like the people who like find themselves on like floor number one, they have like a feast, like literally straight out of Versailles, like.
But they only have it food. For like 20 seconds.
They have it for like a certain amount of time. Then it goes down to the second floor, then the third. And then it's like what happens and how people treat that food. And then they start killing each other and eating each other and all that shit. And it's like, whoa.
Like the lower levels obviously get the less food. So it was interesting. The
lower levels get like nothing.
It was interesting.
Yeah. And so then they starve every day. So it's insane.
And then for the last 2 weeks, I've been trying to ask her, can we please watch Outsider, Stephen King on HBO? No, she showed her the trailer. No, it's not my thing. Then finally, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put it on. And then now we watched 4 episodes last night. And she looked, see? Thank you. It's dark. It's creepy. And also Jason Bateman is in it. He directed it. Anything Jason Bateman directs and is in, I will watch. And especially the fact that it's creepy and Stephen King. And it's like, so far, it's like, it's so freaking good.
Well, you know now, it's really, really good. You know what else is... Another thing I look forward to during the day now.
What is that?
The small things. While I'm doing my makeup, I think about a topic that like I watched on like The White Queen or The Tudors or something. And then I'll just like type that in. Like I typed in Versailles in my podcasts app. And then I typed in like The Knights Templar. And then I typed in like some just random things and just like listened to just like straight up factual podcasts about those things.
Ooh, you would like.
And that was actually fun. So while I'm doing my makeup, I can just like listen about like a secret society or like just like this specific point in history or like a certain place. And that has been like surprisingly very soothing.
I think I said this last time. I think you would like Dan, I think it's Dan Brown's Hardcore History.
Okay.
And he does all these like,
I will try really, that tomorrow.
Really good, but I don't know if it's the type of history that you would want to hear, but his stuff it's old, but it's freaking like so detailed and amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll show it to you.
Yeah. I'll try that shit out. So that's what I got for right now. You guys asked a lot of questions and I'm taking note of all of them for next week and the week after and the week after if I don't get better Wi-Fi. So there's that. Thanks for joining. I hope everyone is staying safe, staying as sane as they possibly can. Yeah.
And I'm going to go and do some more work on the library and then downstairs. And then I'm going to vacuum like a good house husband.
Are you really going to go do more work?
I just got those sconces in that I
have. Can you start making the artichokes now though? Because they take a long time.
Oh yeah. I'm going to make artichokes. Cooking, I've been cooking more than I would normally cook. And it's actually been fantastic.
That's another one of my favorite times of the day. The only things I look forward to, doing my makeup and listening to a podcast, playing and cuddling with the dogs, and then whatever it is that you're cooking. Like, that's literally all I have to look forward to all day long.
What about sex with me?
That.
Okay.
Yes. Wow.
No,
but that's
no, no, I mean, no,
that
I
is,
get it.
Yes.
No, I don't. No,
I do recommend this.
No,
it's
dogs,
maintenance.
I get it. Right.
Everyone,
no.
I do.
I, no, you don't have to cover. I get it. We all get it. The listeners listen to your voice. They understood.
I'm just saying, and you know what? I'll extend this podcast a little bit, actually, to talk about this, because I think this is a good topic. I think the more you have sex, the happier you are. Like the best days that I've had thus far, the days that we have sex, like having an orgasm will just make my day. Like it puts me in a good mood. So it's like body and mind maintenance. But I also understand that it's easier like said than done. I was reading like articles about like that, like a lot of like couples and women are being like, I just don't feel sexual. And it's because everyone is anxious or you're stressed out or you have your kids in the house 24/7 and or it's like you're not used to being around your partner all the time. There's so many different factors. Like Bo and I have made just like a conscious decision to like make an effort to bang it out as much as we can so that we like stay healthy and happy. But like, it is like an effort that you have to make because no one is feeling sexy right now. I'm not running around in lingerie with like my glam done. You know, I didn't have like a sexy date night out with like, it's hard to put yourself into that like mood. And I feel like people shouldn't feel bad about that if they're not feeling sexual. It is like an effort that you got to just
well,
like
do. Well, now is the time where it's like, hey, later today, do you want to do it for people? Like,
yeah.
Because obviously it's like, you know, the romance stuff, unless you make a nice dinner and do all that stuff. And I get that. But now is the time to just
maintenance. It's like, look at it as like you guys are in this together.
Go take a shower together.
Just you're in it together. Just make it a priority. Even if it isn't as like exciting as it normally is, or you're just not feeling hot, who fucking cares?
Or as you said, let's play sex games. You have that. You found some random thing that you got as a joke that we
need to use some adult
sex game that was a joke for, I think, my birthday.
Yeah.
One of my birthdays.
All right. So tomorrow. Or maybe Saturday or Sunday,
so
Sunday,
Amazon,
Funday.
Amazon Prime, some freaking like adult sex games, like some dice where it's like lick body part, do something or.
And if you end up just like laughing doing it, who cares?
That's
at least
fun.
You did something new.
Make sure you have a cocktail.
Yeah, we definitely have to get hammered before that. Okay. Love you, everyone. Stay safe. You. Stay sane. Try and go have sex if you can. If not, masturbate or something. Okay. Bye.